We're joined by two veteran Europe watchers, both of whom have written about the evolving U.S.-European relationship. Robert Kagan is a senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He's in our New York bureau. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And Charles Kupchin is an associate professor of international relations at Georgetown University. He's also a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, and he joins us from member station KPBS in San Diego. Hello again.
Hi, thanks for having me on the program.
Mr. Kagan, I'm going to start with you. You've just written a book called Of Paradise and Power, America and Europe in the New World Order. In it, you argue that American and European perspectives are diverging on the question of power. Explain what you mean by this and why it's happening.
Well, it's something that's been developing over several decades, but particularly within the last decade. Europe, partly because of the sort of political miracle they've accomplished on the European continent, has developed a very strong faith in international institutions, international legal mechanisms as the key to international order, and have really begun to view military power as an illegitimate form of activity, but in any case, something that is to be avoided at almost all costs. And Americans really haven't quite gone that far yet. I think most Americans believe that, although it's better not to use military force if you can avoid it, that the world simply doesn't provide us the luxury of giving away military force as an important tool of foreign policy.
Professor Kupchin, your book is called The End of the American Era, and in it you also suggest a deep divide between Europe and the United States. But you argue that America may one day face an integrated Europe as a rival superpower. What evidence do you have for that?
Well, I think the key difference between Bob and myself is Bob sees the source of the rift as rooted in European weakness, and I think that's part of the story. But we're also seeing Europe rise as a more integrated confederation. They're debating the creation and establishment of a constitution, perhaps appointing a single foreign minister for Europe. They're far away from becoming a unitary federation, but I think we are seeing Europe gradually come of age, gradually dig in its heels against the United States. And I also don't think that the Europeans have forever forsworn the use of force. I believe that as they have more capability, more wealth, more centralized institutions, they will yearn for the same things that Americans yearn for: prestige, dignity, influence.
Mr. Kagan, I wonder, do you agree with what Secretary Rumsfeld referred to as an old versus a new Europe?
Well, I think he's right to notice that there is a difference in attitudes and even in the broadest sense of worldview between Eastern Europe and Western Europe. Which is old and which is new is an interesting question, and I almost think that maybe he's got it backwards. It could be that Germany, with its increasing pacifism, represents the new Europe. But in any case, the Eastern European countries only fairly recently removed from under the Soviet Empire and still very much concerned about Russian power tend to see the world as still a dangerous place and are therefore more likely to view the world in the same way that Americans generally do. How long that will last is another question, because if they become more and more secure, they may in fact become more like West Europe.
Professor Kupchin, what about that division? Won't that hamper Europe's progress toward becoming what you refer to as a superpower?
Well, I think the division is a little bit different than Bob described it. As far as Central Europe goes, I think what we are seeing is a more emotional attachment to the United States because of the sense that the U.S. liberated Central Europe from communism, which it did do in large part. But as the younger generation of Central Europeans grows up, they will be closer to Europe than to the United States. That's their main affiliation. That's the TV they are watching. They will study mainly in Europe, not in the United States. Over time, the center of gravity within Europe will be more European and less Atlanticist. And that's again why I am somewhat skeptical that the West, as we know it, is going to hang together in the coming years.
Last October, British Prime Minister Tony Blair spoke in the House of Commons about the strong historical bonds between the United States and Europe. Let's listen to what he had to say.
The basic values of America are our values too, British and European, and they are good values. Democracy, freedom, tolerance, justice. It is easy to be anti-American, but remember when and where this alliance was forged. Here, in Europe, in World War II, when Britain and America and every decent citizen in Europe joined forces to liberate Europe from the Nazi evil.
Mr. Kagan, what do you make of Prime Minister Blair's remarks? Is he operating on what could be considered an outmoded paradigm?
Well, I certainly hope it's not outmoded, because I think it's the right paradigm to operate on. One thing that I think is true is that Blair is a little bit, let's say, ahead of his public, or you might say behind, I don't know, depending on your perspective, that the public in Britain is not quite as certain about the need to stand next to the United States in this present crisis as Blair is. But Blair, I think, really is desperately trying to hold this alliance together. And let me just say that I agree with Charlie that right now the alliance is hanging by a thread. We could come out of this crisis, if things don't go well, with no real functioning alliance as we've known it, but rather with coalitions of the United States and Britain and perhaps Spain, but nothing like the alliance we've known in the past.
Robert Kagan is a senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. His new book is Of Paradise and Power, America and Europe in the New World Order. It's published by Knopf. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Charles Kupchin is an associate professor of international relations at Georgetown University. He's also a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, and he's the author of The End of the American Era, U.S. Foreign Policy and the Geopolitics of the 21st Century. It's also published by Knopf. Thanks again, Professor Kupchin.
My pleasure.